It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's going on, P-Silly listeners? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. All right, so this is the podcast where I like to seek the silly. There's not many topics I can't find it in. Whether it's weird, creepy, or random, we gonna find that silly. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Let's go ahead and get into it. This week, guys, we are gonna talk about a lot of things. Ladies, listen up, because they found something that you might find very interesting, a way to cross technology with beauty. Yeah, digital nail polish is now a thing, and we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to go ahead and dig into the Grinch, the Grinch's green salty nuts. It's not what you think. Okay, maybe it is, but it's also not what you think. We're going to get into that, and then I'm going to go ahead and share with you some of the world's most deadliest places you should never visit. There is actually a very long list of places, and if you enjoy this topic, let me know in the comment section or DM me or what have you, and if you enjoy, we can always do another part two. All right, before we get started, I want to shout out Tiffany from Ohio. Hey, Tiffany. Your buddy Shelley reached out to me and told me that you listen every week. Thank you. And that you just got a job that you applied for last week. First of all, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. And second, congratulations on the new job. Can I borrow $20? I'm sorry. That was very insensitive of me. May I have $20? I'm not paying you back. Well, Tiff, I hope that the job is treating you well, and I hope that you are enjoying yourself. Shelly, we know that your buddy Tiffany listens, but you didn't say anything about you listening. So the funniest thing happened to me recently that I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about. My parents, they signed me up, and I was like 10 years old, I think. And I was always, everybody was always older than me because my birthday was in the summer, you know? Anyways, my parents thought it would be a good idea to sign me up for this thing called People-to-People Student Ambassadors. And so what they did is they took kids to different places around the world and exposed them to different cultures and all kinds of things. And so when I was 10, the group that I was with went to London, which was really cool. I don't remember nearly as much as I should, but I do remember, I remember us going to some sort of indoor water park there. I remember us going to Wales, and I remember seeing a bunch of sheep. I remember thinking that it was smart to take some of the wool from where we saw the sheep and stuff and try to bring it home. Bad idea. My luggage smelled horrible. I also remember, now this is back before like phones with digital cameras and shit. So I had a film camera. Yeah. Remember film? Yeah. And I didn't quite understand how cameras worked, because what I did is I kept exposing the camera, opening the back of the camera and exposing the film to sunlight because I wanted to make sure that the film was still in there and I thought that you could see the pictures. Turns out I was in the future, didn't realize iPhones were going to be a thing, but what I did do was destroy those photos. My mom was pissed. Anyways, the other day I was taking a look at some of the comments on my podcast on the YouTube channel, and I came across a comment that was really interesting because it came from one of the kids that I went on that trip with. I can't remember how many of us there were, but I know it was at least 10. So what it says here, it says, "Hey, it's crazy how small the world is, and I remember you from London. Wow, # student ambassador." First of all, that is insane, because this person, I don't remember their face because I barely remember that trip. But the fact that he remembered me when I was 10 years old is insane. I have not changed much. Clearly, I still look like I'm 10, which is, you know, big titties. But it really is a small world. I have not thought about one kid or anyone that I took that trip with in like over 20 years. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting, and I just had to share that with you guys. All right, guys, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. That is the best way to do so. And if you're listening on Spotify, feel free to leave comments under each of the podcast episodes that you listen to. All right, guys, a new Have You Heard About is coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about digital nail polish? Look, I know that digital nail polish sounds crazy, but let's go ahead and get into that. All right, guys, so this is coming from the Instagram page at The Vibes, all right? And I thought this was interesting because I never even thought that this could or would be a thing. But you know what? I said the same thing about DVDs when they first came out. And honestly, I'm gonna be real with you. When DVDs first dropped, I refused to use it. Refused. In my mind, you couldn't rewind. I didn't understand. Like, that's stupid. Like, I was a VHS kid, you know, and DVDs was just too much. I couldn't do it. But, you know, eventually I figured it out. Now we're streaming and I don't use DVDs anymore. So, you know, anyways, moving on. So it says here, again, at The Vibes on Instagram page. And also, I forgot here, there's two different ones that posted this. At Being Black Is Lit, both of these pages have shared the post in this. So it reads here, the Florida-based company digital beauty brand iPolish unveiled smart color changing press-on nails at CES 2026 in Las Vegas that can flip between over 400 shades in as little as 5 seconds. Ladies, how many times have you wanted to wear a certain outfit, but you were like, oh, it's not going to match my nails? Well, with the eye polish, you will never have that problem again. And you don't have to sit in a long ass line waiting for somebody to do your nails. Nope. Just press them on and press a button. I don't know. I've never used it.
The world of beauty tech is just getting bigger and bigger. This is iPolish, and it is patent-pending acrylic press-on nails that are digital. Imagine being able to change your nail polish anywhere, anytime, instantly. You have an Android or an iPhone, you just download the app. Your nail, say, for example, hers is blue here, 300 shades to pick from.
Oh, my gosh.
You stick it inside this tiny iPolish device. This will be out later this year, and instantly it will change in a matter of seconds to any color of choice.
Oh, no.
So you have new nail polish anywhere, anytime.
Now, I guess the question would be, is this going to mess up the, you know, the nail tech industry? No, I don't think so, because there's still going to be a lot of women who want to get artwork done, you know, with like designs and all those things. People who, I don't even know if you can wash your hands in this, honestly. I have no idea. Like, if you put on these digital press on nails, can you electrocute yourself because you washed your hands? I don't know how this works just yet. But a lot of people, when they, you know, they enjoy the getting the nails done. Like, for me, okay, like, here's an example. This might sound a little weird, but let me know if you feel the same. Like, for instance, there are a lot of people in this world who love going to the movies. They enjoy that experience, sitting in a big room, comfortable seats, fresh popcorn, big ass screens, surround sound. Sometimes people even enjoy the reactions and responses to people around them in the theater. It depends. Now, some women or men, depends on, you know, whoever likes getting their nails done, they enjoy the experience, the small talk, getting their feet massaged, you know. It's just the experience that people may enjoy. So this might not be the end. I don't think this is going to be the end of nail technicians. I think you guys are going to be just fine. Not to mention, I have no idea how much this shit is, and not everybody can afford it. Have you heard about the Grinch's green salty nuts? Let's go ahead and get into that. This is coming from the Instagram page at Mouth Attack, one of my favorite pages where we discuss a lot of food stuff. I love food news, and if you like them too, check out at Mouth Attack. All right, so the caption that got me here is, the tagline here is, this Target pistachio advertisement is going viral across social media. And what they have here is a photo of the Grinch and him advertising for this pistachio, you know, the brand, those green nuts. Yeah. And the the market, that the campaign is green and salty, just like my nuts, with a photograph of the Grinch right next to those green words. It's beautiful. That's actually fucking genius. It definitely got my attention, was one of the reasons why I just had to share it with you. So on Mouth Attack, it says Target shoppers and social media users are doing a double take after a bold in-store pistachio advertisement featuring the Grinch began popping up online. The display actually shows the iconic green character alongside the cheeky slogan, green and salty, just like my nuts, instantly grabbing attention for its playful and slightly edgy humor. Photos of the sign spotted in a Target store have quickly gone viral across many platforms like Instagram, X, and TikTok, with many users praising the brand for leaning into internet-style comedy inside a physical retail space. That's actually pretty fucking smart. It goes on to say that the ad is part of a pistachio promotion tied to the Grinch's unmistakable green color and mischievous personality, blending pop culture with grocery marketing in a way that feels unexpected for a big box retailer. Yo, I gotta say, they're right. And I think this is amazing. Their marketing department needs a raise. See, this is all a distraction. Are we shopping at Target again? Are we back at that? Because that's the only way I would have known about this, because I have not been inside of a Target in a while. Y'all said boycott it. I said, how long? Are we still doing that? Let me know, because I would like to see this in person. I ain't gonna hold you. Does it count if I go into Target and I don't buy anything? I literally just want to see this advertisement in person. That's it. Coming up next, some of the world's most deadliest places that you definitely don't want to visit, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be touring the most dangerous places on Earth. This is not a travel guide, okay? This is a why would anyone willingly go to these locations type of guide. We're talking about locations where Google Map is like, good luck, bitch. You might not want to go here. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to wear pants while you're listening to this episode. I'm not. The first place that you definitely don't want to visit, extremely dangerous, the North Sentinel Island in India. Okay, now this is an island by the Bay of Bengal, and it's home to the Sentinelese people, that's a hard word to say, an indigenous tribe that resists all contact with outsiders. Now, they have made one thing painfully clear for thousands of years is that they do not want company. And of course, there have been a few people over the decades who have been like, I'm going to do what I want. I'm talking no tourists, no missionaries, no, I'm just curious. Can I get a photo for my thumbnail? None of that. If you pull up uninvited, they will greet you with arrows to the face or any other part of your body that they're aiming at. All right. And they will introduce your blood to oxygen. Do not go to the North Sentinel Island. Okay, in India, don't do it. Visiting is both illegal and dangerous. All right, this island has no tourist areas, no public security, and many people who have intruded on this island, well, let's just say things ended in violence. The Sentinelese have been living there basically untouched by the modern world, minding their own business, and they want to keep it that way. Now, the Indian government said, you know what, fair. And they made it illegal for anyone to go anywhere near the island. You can't just go there because you want an adventure. You can't just go there because you want to make a YouTube vlog. It is illegal. Now, this is not only to protect you, but it's also to protect them. We can literally kill them with a sneeze. Their bodies have not been exposed to any of the things that we are exposed to daily. So just shaking their hand, you know what I'm saying? You could kill off an entire tribe. It sounds like North Sentinel Island has made their own boundaries, okay? And they don't want anybody to cross it. And honestly, the level of commitment that these people have to their own peace, safety, and privacy, respect. Given what's going on currently in the United States of America, I feel like we can learn a lot from this indigenous tribe, the North Sentinelese. See, I can say the name. All right, let's talk about someone who decided to ignore everything they said. John Allen Cho. I believe is how you say his name, or Chow. This was a guy who completely ignored all warning because he wanted to force his religion on them. I don't know what it is with Christians trying to force everything on everybody. History is riddled with that shit. And this dude Well, you know what? He kept the same energy. Unfortunately, he did pay for it. So John Allen Chow was a Christian missionary, and he decided to go to the North Sentinel Island because he decided they all needed Jesus. So it was up to him to save them all. Now, mind you, this is despite every warning label on Earth saying, do not go there. He said, fuck it, they need Jesus, let's do this. So anyways, he paid fishermen to take him there, and when they saw this idiot headed towards their island, the Sentinelese responded the only way they ever have. They defended their island almost immediately. Now, I'm talking about all kinds of flying arrows and spears. Now, from what I understand, John actually did go there a couple of times between the years 2015 and 2016 to scout and prepare for his trip. The fatal trip was, spoiler alert, fatal. That means, you know, last, died, dead. And that sounded horrible. Anyways, the fatal trip was November 2018, and he made at least two approaches on the island. Now, the first time, he paddled up and tried to give them gifts and started preaching, and before he could finish his little sermon, an arrow went through his Bible. I guess they were done. They were done with John. And apparently, an arrow going through his Bible was not terrifying enough. He went again the next day and was killed. It sounds like he tried to preach Christianity to people who did not speak his language and have zero interest in his sermons. And he was killed, and the entire world, mostly the entire world was just like, this is exactly what we told you not to do. This is why we told you not to do it. And I got to be honest with you, when I heard, I remember where I was. I was in Los Angeles when this story broke on the news. And even I thought to myself, why the fuck? It didn't make any sense. If there's anything that he did prove was that the island's boundaries is not symbolic and they are enforced. Now, here's the thing. Indian authorities, they did not retrieve his body because that would just create more dangers for the authorities or any men or women going there to retrieve his body, as well as endangering the entire indigenous tribe. You know, exposing them to all of our dirty ass diseases could kill them. So John's body is still there to this day, as far as I know. Dark lesson, loud takeaway. Not every mission needs to be accepted. Some missions are actually impossible. The island is the clearest do not enter sign I have ever heard of, dog. Like, I don't understand why people want to go there so badly. There are so many other places in this world. What is it about deadly, dangerous, and illegal places that people just, I gotta go. I don't get it. I'm gonna tell you right now, if you think that an entire untouched civilization has been waiting thousands of years for some jackass named John from Florida to show up with a Bible to save them, you're a fucking clown. You're a fucking clown. Look, fam, I am so sorry that John died the way that he did, but homeboy was an idiot and was willing to die to force his ways on people who probably don't even know what a book is. And I'm not saying that in an insulting way. I mean, they might not know what books are. I don't know what they know. We can't talk to them. But I can tell you what, a Bible definitely did not mean anything to them. Y'all remember the movie Avatar? Like, all of them, right? When you think about it, those movies are literally, like, they're sharing versions of history, trying to colonize places that don't want your ass there. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why people are constantly trying to push their way of life on other people. How is the way I live my life disturbing you? If you don't like how I live my life, then don't live your life near me. I don't... We can both exist. You know, and the idea that you think that your way of living is more important than the actual lives of the people you're quote unquote trying to save, when you can literally cough and kill an entire colony of people. Yeah, arrow to the face. 100%. What? I'm gonna tell you right now, the next Mormon or Jehovah's Witness that knocks on my door trying to sell me their religion, I'm going to buy a one-way ticket to this island and I'm going to send them there. Leave me the fuck alone. Snake Island, Brazil. The first word of that is terrifying. Snakes, not a fan. So, now, I'm gonna definitely butcher this, but the island is also known as Lajes da Queimada Grande. I did everything I could there. It is a small island off Brazil's coast and is infested with all kinds of snakes, including the golden lancehead vipers, one of the deadliest snakes in the world. And from what I understand, this is the sole natural habitat for the golden lancehead viper. First of all, that's a cool fucking name. Clearly it's dangerous. Now, legend has it that its venom can melt flesh, which seems unnecessary as fuck to me. I don't understand why that needs to be done. And there are 2,000 to 4,000 golden lancehead vipers on this island. And I will be the first to tell you that that's too fucking many. I don't care if the island is only snakes. That should not exist. I don't even like pythons. This is ridiculous. I don't like garden snakes, so I damn sure don't like this. Let's move on. I feel like Snake Island is legit an island that just said, what if anxiety, but like natural? What if we did that? I think that's what God was thinking when he created Snake Island. Anyway, Snake Island is so dangerous that the Brazilian Navy won't allow anyone to access it without special permission, which makes sense. And honestly, don't know why you would want special permission to go there. I am so good not going there at all. So apparently you got to be a scientist or just plain stupid to go to this island on purpose, or authorized Navy personnel who are performing annual lighthouse maintenance that are permitted on the island. Those are the only people who are allowed there. So I know that lighthouses are important. They keep us from like crashing into the rocks with our ships and stuff. I get it. But I would really, really hate to be the guy that has to take care of that place. Because usually lighthouse repair people or maintenance people, I don't know what they're called, lighthouseteers, but lighthouse rangers, I don't know. But from what I have kind of gathered in my life on Earth, and not much information on lighthouses, but there tends to be just one or two people dealing with lighthouse maintenance. So one or two people on an island with over 3,000 poisonous ass snakes, it just does not sound like a great job. I tell you what, that job better come with health insurance. The lighthouse was built in 1909 and was originally taken care of by a lighthouse keeper and their family. Now, it's said that the last family was killed by snakes that slid through their windows. Isn't that lovely? This is exactly why you don't want this job. Now, because of this, the lighthouse became automated in the 1920s. So no resorts, no excursions, just snakes. A whole shit ton of snakes, and more than half of them poisonous. Just a ton of snakes aggressively minding their business. It is so packed with snakes that it's said that it's one snake per square meter. Now, I don't know shit about meters, but that doesn't sound real big. Yay, American public school system. The snakes, their main meal is birds. Okay, that makes sense. That's the only thing that can really get there that they can get to. Now, these snakes are like, listen, we're not chasing anyone. Okay, so they went ahead and evolved by choice. Anyways, their venom is, this is actually the horrifying thing here, 5 times stronger than their mainland homies. Now, this is actually to make sure that the bird is paralyzed or killed before it can get the chance to fly away. Yo, fam, this venom was like, yo, you land here, you stay here. I'm going to be soaring through your veins. The island itself covers 106 acres and has a lot of diverse terrain. This island has rocks everywhere, open grasslands, and a lot of rainforest covered in snakes. You better get these motherfucking snakes off this motherfucking... Well, I can't, sir. This is their entire habitat. If you're wondering how the snakes ended up trapped there, what happened was the mainland itself was separated about 11,000 years ago because of the rising sea levels. And that's kind of what trapped the snakes. Apparently, they can't swim. I don't know. Nothing about this island feels inviting to me, you know? I feel like anybody who wants to actually go to Snake Island literally has some sort of beef with common sense. Like, I don't understand why y'all fighting. Y'all need to get together. Common sense is good for you. Don't give up on common sense like that. Don't do that. The Brazilian government literally locked up this island like a cursed object in a museum. That sounds like containment. Please do not go to this place. I know a lot of us are not fans of the government, especially if you are currently an American citizen with a heart, but this is probably the one time the government might just be right. Don't go to Snake Island. Just don't go there. Grunard Island, Scotland, also known as Anthrax Island. Well, doesn't that just sound lovely? Let's visit there for a moment, verbally. So sitting off the coast of Scotland, like I didn't do nothing wrong, Grunard Island is basically the Earth's petri dish. Allow me to explain. This cute little quiet island actually helped launch biological warfare and earned its nickname, Anthrax Island. But here's the thing. This island is not haunted. This island is not cursed. It's just scientifically poisonous, and it's holding a lot of grudges. During World War II in 1942, the British government actually requisitioned the island so that they could test for, and I'm going to say this wrong, Volum, I think is how you say it, Volum 14578. Now, this is a specific and highly, highly potent strain of the anthrax bacterium. Now, apparently, this shit was hella potent, and the strain itself was studied extensively for both offensive wartime experiments and for vaccine research against anthrax. Now, they used sheep to test their biochemical weapon. All right, scientists decided to detonate anthrax bombs near tethered sheep. It's horrible. Unfortunately, within days, the animals collapsed and they actually died, you know, as blood oozed from their bodies. Anthrax is a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. And so anyways, this was proof that their weapon was actually working. All the experience on this island, it literally contaminated the land for decades. The soil itself was lethal. At the time, the experts thought that the spores would die off naturally, but anthrax was like, nope, we're going to be here for a minute. We're going to be here. So for almost 50 years, the island was so toxic that even setting a foot on it would kill you. Now, in 1981, yay, 80s, babies. In 1981, there was a group of activists who stole 300 pounds of contaminated soil and started leaving piles of it at government sites to force cleanup. I mean, honestly, I feel like we can learn a lot from what they did. You know, that was their way to get shit done back in the day, man. Just here, look at this contaminated soil that can kill us. I'm going to put this on your doorstep. Do something about it. I love that. So the year of my birth, 1986, also the year of Top Gun. When Top Gun came out, the first one. I don't know why I felt like I had to say that. In 1986, the process to clean everything up began. What they did is they soaked the island with 280 tons of formaldehyde, and they mixed that with over 2,000 tons of seawater. Although they have declared this location safe in 1990, and they even currently have a lot of healthy sheep that are still residing there to this day. Like, who wants to live there now? What? Its history is gross. I don't want to go back. I don't want to go there. It's a nasty history. No, thank you. I'm definitely not eating food grown there. I don't care. I don't care how much formaldehyde and seawater you use. Nah. And if I remember correctly, isn't formaldehyde the shit that they leave the animals in when we spar with them? Yeah. When we, what do you call it? Dehydrate them, deconstruct them, design them. What is it when you cut something open in science class? Oh, no, I can't think of the word. When you dissect. There it is. When you dehydrate them. Isn't that formaldehyde? I don't know. I'm not a scientist. Let's move on. I feel stupid. Now, I do remember when I was in high school, anthrax was like a huge thing and everybody was terrified of it being delivered to them in their mailboxes. I mean, I remember that being in the news in the early 2000s. Everybody was freaking out. And now, in researching for this episode, I find out that there was an entire anthrax island. How the fuck are you going to create something that can kill a bunch of people and not have an exit plan? Honestly, all right, because government, I guess. I guess because government. Shit. They legit had to baptize an entire island with chemicals and seawater. I'm not going there. Anyways, guys, let me know which one of these locations would you like to visit? I guess the question should be, which one of these three locations actually freaks you out the most? I am curious. Comment down below if you're watching this on YouTube or if you're watching on Spotify. Or you can always give me a call on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Now, we might visit this topic again in the future if you guys dig it, because believe it or not, things can get worse with these dangerous, deadly places right here on our big, beautiful blue planet. There are so many places that you wouldn't even... Man, it was actually kind of hard to choose just three. This podcast episode legit could have been like 4 hours long. I ain't gonna hold you. All right, it's time for our POC Excellence segment. And if you were unaware, this is where I like to give my flowers to people of color who were doing amazing things. That's coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Let's talk about Nayame, a 13-year-old genius. Let's dig into that. I came across this young man on the Instagram page at successis_us. Nayame is a young genius and a future computer engineer. And this young man literally constructed and coded his own robot by himself. By himself. And so he was actually invited to visit Morgan State University to speak about his robot.
I have a very special guest. This is Nayame Fatiou. Nayame is 13 years old, okay? And he's going to be a computer engineer.
I made three bots. The one that has the shortest amount of lines, I think I called it Black Bot. It has about like 200 lines of code, and it can just do basic API stuff. The other bot, I made it for computing because I didn't have a calculator back then. But back then, I was in the peak of my Python script coding. So back then, I was just like, I went online to learn a little bit of code, get the gist of it. And then I went back to my bot and I coded a whole algebra program where it can solve algebraic equations.
Every time I come across a child that is smarter than me, I am always at awe, because it does not take much. Honestly, I can barely build IKEA furniture, and this young man is building robots from scratch. Wow. I got to tell you, DJ Hey Cousin would love this kid, because, you know, when DJ Hey Cousin was a kid, I think he shared on this podcast as well, he used to take things apart and then rebuild them. You know, and I got him for Christmas a robot that he can build. Actually, it's kind of like a Johnny Five robot that you can kind of put together yourself. And it comes with like a remote control and all that shit, because I know he likes to build stuff. So if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's Pistachio has the best marketing team on earth. Green Salty Nuts? Genius. Professionally Silly life rules. Let's go ahead and shout out my listeners. You guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. If you guys do me a favor and make sure you subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using, leave your girls a 5-star and written review, pretty please. Positive would be more helpful. If you don't like my podcast, please don't listen. don't destroy my dreams. I shouldn't be laughing as I'm saying that. Oh, I got an email that I'm going to share with you guys next week. I have not read it yet, but it looks like someone's looking for advice. So I want to go ahead and open up the doors. If you guys have some advice, or you have a confession, or maybe you have a funny story that you want to share, email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. I am hoping to have some mini-sodes of your stories and experiences coming in the future, but I might save this email for next week. I have to double check it and make sure that it's not crazy. It literally just came as I was recording this, and we're already at the outro, so it's too late. I'm sleepy. I've been up since 4:30 a.m. It's time for me to finish this out and take a nap. If you're watching this on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, please make sure you subscribe, click that like button, and comment down below. Any types of engagement is good. Oh, and turn on those post notifications so you know when a new video is up and ready for you. For those of you who are new here, don't you worry. We are on episode, I think, 421 or 422. The point is, we have a lot of episodes, and I am binge worthy. I don't know why I said we. I do everything by myself. I have a lot of episodes that are binge worthy. All right, check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, and the podcast Professionally Silly Podcast Group on Facebook. Check us out. And once again, my email, it's professionallysilly@gmail.com. Or you can call or text my Google voice number, 805-664-1828. And all those things can be found down below in the show notes, aka the description box. My link tree is there, includes my most used social medias like my TikTok, Amber Smiles Jones, my Instagram, True Smiles Jones. True was spelled without the E. And everything else is there too. My P.O. Box, Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box, 533 Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Send me stuff. Let's open some things up. Once again, I'm your Audible Boop Thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station right here, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Your car keys, when you think about it, have actually traveled further than your car. Huh. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time, silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. Also, maybe don't go to Snake Island. So the Sentinelese, that's a hard word. God darn it. The
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.